Wonderful. Repentance. The first is repentance. The verse says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In this context, repentance meant recalling the delegation en route to Egypt. For the Judeans and for us, it's turning around in our tracks. Repentance means recognizing we're on the wrong road, wheeling around, and heading in a homeward direction with contrition and humility. Without repentance, there's no rest, quietness, trust, or strength. In repentance, we realize our lives are headed the wrong way. It means we've lost our spiritual calibration, but are willing and ready to change. It's as simple as that. When you lose your spiritual calibration, you won't handle the stresses of life well. Not until you repent and regain your walk and fellowship with God. That involves stepping away and determining what's wrong. That involves confessing your sin. That means receiving and dedicating or rededicating yourself to the Lordship of Christ. We must acknowledge damaging detours, and we must do whatever's necessary to turn our camels around and head toward home, toward God's will for us. You can't tap into the deliverance and strength you need without genuine repentance. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Rest. The next word is rest. The verse says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. The word rest means that having repented, now you're going to relax and trust God with things. You're going to cast your burdens.